Quote, brothers and sisters, I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, the opening prayer is this: O God, by whose grace, though sinners, we are made just, and though pitiable, made blessed, stand, we pray, by your works, stand by your gifts, that those justified by faith may not lack the courage of perseverance. So we're saying, Lord, we're made just because of your goodness to us, but we're pitiable. The scripture says, poor, pitiable, weak, blind, and lame. That's who we are. And we're made blessed by your works. And we can be blessed by faith in you, but you are the source. And may we not lack the courage of perseverance. You know, what we want to do so often, brothers and sisters, is we get a gift and people say, gee, you have this gift. And then we take it as though it were ours. We're not the source of it. It is given to us. And God will use it through us, but we're not the source. We're the vessel. We're the carrier. We're the servant, and a very active servant. But nevertheless, we're not the source. And it is so hard for us as human beings to acknowledge that and not to feel diminished. Well, I'm nothing then. I'm just a conduit. Yes, you are, but you're a conduit of the living water, the living stream of wisdom and love and mercy. In a certain way, the conduit of it. I'm not the source. Jesus is. And I don't know about you, but I have to tell myself that a lot. And you've heard me say it a lot on the radio. Whatever good I have has been given to me. And now I need to take what is good in me from God and use it, multiply its goodness, that I may render an account when I stand before him. Because surely, as I'm recording this program, each of us is going to stand before God, and God is going to say, render an account. What have you done with what I gave you? What are you going to say? What has God given you? That's something I think is very important, and Pentecost is coming soon. And the Holy Spirit, we celebrate what God did for all of us by giving us of his Holy Spirit. But that's not just, oh yeah, I was confirmed, or oh yeah, I was baptized. That's not what happened to us so many years ago. It's a living reality in us. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. So the question is, what gifts has God given me? And how am I using them for his honor and glory? How am I putting them to work? So let's take a look now at Acts chapter 15, verses 7 to 21. And this is the battle. Do the Gentiles who are coming to believe in Christ, do they need to follow the Mosaic law or not? Do they need to be, particularly, do they need to be circumcised? And that was really quite a battle. After much debate had taken place, Peter got up and said to the apostles and the presbyters, my brothers, you are well aware that from early days God made his choice among you that through my mouth the Gentiles would hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness by granting them the Holy Spirit just as he did us. He made no distinction between us and them, for by faith he purified their hearts. Why then are you now putting God to the test by placing on the shoulders of the disciples a yoke that neither our ancestors nor we have been able to bear? On the contrary, we believe that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus in the same way as they are. In other words, in this, before God, we are all one. We're all brothers and sisters before the Lord. And the whole assembly fell silent. And they listened while Paul and Barnabas described the signs and wonders God had worked among the Gentiles through them. And after they had fallen silent, James responded, my brothers, listen to me. Simeon has described how God first concerned himself with acquiring from among the Gentiles a people for his name. The words of the prophets agree with this, as is written, "After this I shall return and rebuild the fallen hut of David. From its ruins I shall rebuild it and raise it up again, so that the rest of humanity may seek out the Lord, even all the Gentiles on whom my name is invoked. Thus says the Lord, who accomplishes these things known from of old." It is my judgment, therefore, that we ought to stop troubling the Gentiles who turn to God, but tell them by letter to avoid pollution from idols, unlawful marriage, the meat of strangled animals, and blood. For Moses, for generations now, has had those who proclaim him in every town, as he has been read in the synagogues every Sabbath. God has given them wisdom. They know how to, a little more, how to distinguish what's important and what God wants now. What of the tradition do we retain, the heart of it? Can some of the practices be changed, perhaps? That's what they had to deal with. Psalm 96 is given to us for today. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. God gives us wisdom. He gives us understanding. He gives us a path through sometimes very strong and difficult discussions and arguments. But we have to listen. We have to wait upon him. I'm not the source. I'm not the Savior. Doesn't mean that I don't have gifts. It doesn't mean that I'm passive. When I say that, I'm not talking about passivity at all. I'm talking about an active cooperation with the grace of God. God, you're the source. Teach me. Show me. Give me wisdom. Help me to see how to deal with this situation. And God does. If we're faithful to the reading of his word so that we know what to draw on, doesn't mean you need a degree. You need a heart that's open, and you need some good commentaries to fully understand. But you can. Comes alive by the power of the Holy Spirit. So Psalm 96 for today tells us, proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. All the nations. I think probably in my life thus far, I've probably visited 38, 39 different countries. And one of the things that strikes me so much, even with different cultures and different races, what strikes me so much is how alike we are. So many of the same struggles, different contexts, different kinds of struggles, but they all go back to the inner person that God created. These people I see from all over the world are my brothers and sisters, really. Really. And I see how God is more and more, by the power of his Spirit, bringing us into being one. And yet we fight and squabble right here in our own country. And that happens in other countries as well. But there is a unity of mutual respect being formed. It's God's Holy Spirit constantly working to do that. Contribute to that. Don't get caught up in all the squabbles. Some arguments are important. Have the argument. Get all the best information. Make the decision that you think is best with the authority that needs to make it. But don't get into squabbles and bitterness and fighting and not talking to people, because what does that do? It doesn't help anything. The gospel today is the gospel of John. The verses are very short, but they're very, very powerful. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. Abide in my love. Live in my love." That means that the whole foundation of my life is to be built on love. Love for God, love for others. My whole life's supposed to be built on that. Is it? Is it? As the Father loves me, so I also love you. There's nobody, brothers and sisters in this world, who really is an orphan. Though humanly speaking, there are many orphans. But in God's sight, we're not. He is our Father. And when we lose our earthly fathers or our earthly mothers, or we never knew them, we have God as Father to us. I can say a lot about Mary at another time, but right now let's focus on God as our Father. God, the source of all life, of all love, of everything, is my Father. Abba. Papa. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love or abide in his love. I live in his love. I live out of it. I don't know what life would be like if I didn't know that God loved me and God knew me and God has forgiven my sin and forgives my sin. He is merciful. He is full of love. He will never desert us. Never. If any of you listening to this program are kind of standing on a divide, you know, one foot on one side and one foot on the other, I would really urge you in these weeks of Easter, Easter celebration continues, in these weeks when we celebrate the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, that we were so loved that the Father gave his only Son. When we live in that reality and live in that truth, then take a look at life from new glasses. Put new glasses on and take a look at life and say, what is God showing me? What does God want of me? What is God giving me? What is God calling me to? And if you say, I have no earthly idea, then read the scriptures every day, because in a certain sense, it's not literally true, but in a certain sense, it's like the words jump off the page when you see what it is that God is saying to you. Or you might hear a good sermon. You might hear a good talk. You might see a good video, and it touches something in you. Either tears come, or a smile comes, or a little flicker of hope rises up in your heart. That's God. Cultivate it. Fan the flame. Lord, show me. Lord, lead me. Lord, teach me. Lord, I want to believe. Whatever the case may be, just give it all to the Lord. Give everything to the Lord. Because the Lord says, if you follow me, and then part of following is if you keep my commandments, you will live in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. And I have told you this so that my joy might be in you, and your joy might be complete. Joy. We're not just talking about laughing at something funny. We're talking about joy, which is like an abiding, peaceful, thirst-quenching river that flows through you. That's what God has. Do I feel it all the time? No. Do I know it to be true? Absolutely. May you know that love. May you give yourself to God. And may his joy be in you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, dial 1-800-282-4789. You can also go to my website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. There you can get the free copy of my booklet, and you can also order a CD, From Death to Life, The Fruit of Suffering in Our Lives. May God bless you.